Here and There, a story about active citizenship and inclusion. The Mirror. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful girl, fresh as crystal waters. Her skin was as white as snow, and her hair was black like silk, like the colour of the starless night. Her name was Elpida, hope for a better world. These were her mother's exact words when she chose her name from the first time she faced her bright eyes and her big smile. However, Elpida's smile had faded away, and she seemed gloomy among her gloomy classmates, as if an invisible power had stolen every smile and all the positive mood from all the children around her school. One day, when she did not have anything to do, she climbed the curved wooden stairs which led to the attic, ignoring her mother's orders, never to enter this dark place. Elpida was apparently not really familiar with the following orders. From a young age, she had learned that, in cases of emergency, orders and rules could be broken for the sake of change. Her instinct guided her to the attic. With her flashlight, she lit the dark room and was flabbergasted to see her grandma's old wooden trunk just in front of her. Filled with curiosity, she approached it, as if a big magnet was pulling her towards it, until she slowly opened it and faced its only tenant, a mirror. She held it near her heart and softly whispered, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me, please, how can our lost smiles be retrieved?" And though she did not expect it, a light appeared from the top right side of the mirror, which meanwhile had begun to chant, "For the smiles to be retrieved, all the hatred you must delete. Build bridges, waste no time, give hope, here and there." In the blink of an eye, the light disappeared and the mirror became silent. The wall. Here and there," whispered Elpida in her bed later at breakfast, in the car and while she was entering her school the following day. Her school, an ugly building, colourless, without any trees, without smiley faces. Far in the distance stood the huge wall that was built there after the war and prevented them from looking at the other side. Because at the other side, there were the others, the enemies, as grown-ups used to say. She stood there facing the other side when she heard a voice coming from there. "Hello, do you want to be friends with us?" Her eyes immediately lit up like fire. Here and there, she thought, this is what the mirror had meant, and without wasting any time. "Yes," she replied, placing her ear on the wall. And there she met Smiley Murad, the brave Hussein, Panna, whose name means tree in her mother tongue, and who constantly comes up with ideas, and Hayat, which means life in her language. The next day, she took with her to the big wall, which was transformed into a meeting point, Thodoris and Boris, and all together, working like a team, they came up with many ideas to retrieve their smiles. The plan of action. The following day, they were all surprised when they saw the big piano near the cement wall. Little Anna was sitting there and playing the amazing song of joy of Beethoven. All around there were happy faces, as if they were waiting for something. And suddenly, melodious replies came from the other side, spreading the message of unity through music. Here and there, teachers approached to see what was happening, and the children were behaving this way. There was nobody and nothing, though, to stop the children. They continued, since the sound of music had captured them and led them to an unprecedented gathering. Despite of the principal's immediate warnings, the following day was full of surprises. During the break, hundreds of balloons tied with letters and colourful ribbons rose up in the sky and crossed over the horrible cement border. Soon, all the children were holding a balloon and we were making new friends. Hi, I'm Hippa. I have just arrived in Cyprus. I would love to get to know you and become friends. I do not like the wall at all. A small revolution was in the air. At the secret gathering that took place by the small hole they had made through the wall so as to communicate better, where all spoke in turn, they decided to decorate the wall instantly with messages of love and slogans of peace in all languages that were spoken in their schools. The teachers remained speechless before the colourful sight they came across with the following morning. Few of them smiled because they also wanted the two schools to reunite and both sides to come closer. However, the principal issued an ultimatum. Whoever dares to approach right on or cross the wall will be expelled. In the afternoon meeting, Panna suggested, "It is time to cross the wall." Thodoris waited all to share their opinions and then exclaimed, "We shall bring ladders from our houses to climb high, to lift our hearts higher." On hearing such revolutionary ideas, some children disagreed, saying they were afraid of heights and the principal's warnings. But when they voted later, the majority agreed with Thodoris, and so the die was cast. Early in the morning the next day, the school was crammed with ladders. Here and there, and immediately many children, tall, short, overweight, slim, dark, white, all children began to climb, some with the help of their parents, or with the help of other children who pushed to lift them high. As soon as they climbed at the peak of the wall, they found there their friends from the other side, and everybody hugged, smiled, and wept from joy. For the first time, they could see beyond the wall. Some were even searching in the horizon to find their house, which they had never seen before. The principal could not say anything since a bunch of cameras and the journalists appeared outside the school to cover the students' rise for peace after the students had notified them. The students knew that if they made their act known, they would manage to affect the others and achieve their purpose. Join me in this journey. That night, Opida went to the attic because she wanted to thank the hidden magic mirror for showing her the way back to finding the missing smiles. Cautiously, she took the mirror in her hands, as if she was holding the whole world, and uttered words of appreciation. And the mirror smiled, giving light to its second part, and said, "It is time for a new trip. I'm going to help elsewhere. Join me in this journey, if you please." And so the mirror and Opida disappeared instantly.